It's episode 78, and we've got plugins for YouTube playlists, image sizing, stats, cookies, and more. You've waited all week for it, and now it's time for WordPress plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with nearly 20,000 WordPress plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch in this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Welcome back. I am John Overall, your host, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Nice to be here.
And we're here to excite you with some more plugin news, information, tidbits, and whatever else crosses our desk on WordPress or, you know, anything else that happens to run into our minds.
Yeah, a lot of plugins came out this week. It was hard to decide what to put into the show, but I've got a couple for the back burner for next week. But we got a lot of great ones here in this episode.
Yeah, and just a couple of little reminders. One, don't forget, check out the show at wppluginsa2z.com. That's where the show notes and everything else is located now. And you can talk about the podcast app. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. The Apple Podcasts app is a great way in order to get the show. If you have an Apple device, iPad, iPod, Touch, any of those devices, you can use that app. Download this podcast and many thousands of others that you want to. And the nice thing about this app that I don't often talk about is it doesn't require you to actually download the podcast to your phone. It is merely, you can just click any episode that we have within our feed and it will start playing it instantly. So it helps to stream the podcast without that requirement of pulling in all of that data, perhaps even going against your data plan on your phone. So it's a really nice way in order to listen to the show. And I also want to welcome everybody that's here from listening to Weekly Web Tools. The shout-out that we gave last week, Dave responded in kind and pointed his listeners this way. So all of you that are regular fans of Weekly Web Tools, we welcome you to WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Welcome and enjoy. And now just a little brief spot of a little self-promotion on our part to let folks know what we do. And if you're looking to hire some WordPress people, myself, John Overall, you can find me at johnoverall.com. I specialize in WordPress emergency support and training. So if you have questions or need some help or anything, you can point yourself over to johnoverall.com/WordPress emergency support and get some quick tips or request help.
Yeah, that's a very valuable service I wish that I had when I was first starting out with WordPress. You can find me at marcuscouch.com, and essentially I'm kind of in transition right now. I've got a partner, and he and I are rebuilding our site and kind of our corporate entity. But for those of you out there that are not larger size companies, somebody that I would typically work with, and you're looking for just some SEO help, go to marcuscouch.com, shoot me a little bit of feedback, and tell me about your site, and I'll take a look at it and give you an evaluation. Normally, this is something that I charge quite a bit for, at least for initial consultations, but for fans and listeners of the show, I'm willing to just, you know, take a look and give you some advice and make sure that you're well on your way as far as good optimization for your website.
Excellent. All right, and not a whole lot. Been a busy week for me. I've got quite a lot happening on my plate. Thoroughly enjoying it, though. And I got myself a new toy last week, so I may have to actually try the new podcast app.
Oh.
Well, I picked up an iPhone 4S, finally replacing my 3GS, which was driving me nuts with how slow it was running.
Yeah, yeah. So you'll like the podcast app. It's really nice. I've completely now, you know, I've been a podcaster now going on 7 years. I've hit seven. I'm on to eight now. So for me, I've watched the evolution of podcasts go from the little Rio MP3 player to hand encoding RSS feeds. Ooh. to everything else in between. Had the fortune to be a professional podcaster for many years, where that's really all I did for a living. So for me to see, you know, the podcast app of something that you can literally Bluetooth into your ears while you're walking around or using, you know, going on a bicycle or something like that is a pretty remarkable advancement. So glad to be a part of this show when that happens, you know, and really take advantage of the new market that's about to be springing forth because of that app.
Excellent. Yeah, that's I'm going to have to give it a shot. And we've got just one little tidbit of news this week. I guess now that 3.4 is dropped and 4.1 is dropped, they've turned their attention to WordPress 3.5.
Yeah.
And they're starting to build the scope on it, and they've made a tentative release date of December 5th of this year, so look for it in 2013, I say. Couple of one nice thing I saw that was going to be kind of interesting in it is that they're going to remove the link manager from it, from WordPress. Does anyone ever use that anymore?
I don't think so.
So it won't be missed.
Yeah.
I quit using it a long time ago, and I thought, that's nice. They're finally going to toss that out of there. They've also got some gallery management and revamped upload insert workflows and such. There's a nice link to an article leading to a discussion on it, so check it out, and yeah. You can start thinking about it as it's coming down the pike.
Yeah. I am curious to see where they're going to expand this from here. And, you know, you and I have been kind of on the forefront of these things as far as when we see plugins and go, you know what, this needs to be part of the core. This needs to be part of the core. This needs to be part of the core.
Yeah.
And I think some people are listening because I am seeing some improvements that that they're talking about as far as scope that we've discussed as well. So will be interesting to see the beta versions. I'm sure that they'll start to flow very soon.
Well, the nice thing about WordPress is it started to mature, and so now it's at the point where they can just start doing some polishing on a lot of things.
Yeah, exactly. Taking care of maybe some issues that weren't so critical, but definitely aesthetic that all of the designers out there want to have taken care of.
So that's about that. So I guess it's time for the fun, best part of the show.
Yeah, let's rock.
All right, first plugin I've got here is something I thought would be interesting, and it's called Popularity Stats. It was just something I tripped across. I thought, this might be cool to look at. So it's pretty simple, straightforward, and you install it, and then you go check the settings and look at all the pretty graphs it was creating. Problem is, on the site I wanted to use it on, I ran into a problem with it loading its JavaScript and jQuery. It wouldn't load, so I couldn't get the pretty graphs.
Oh.
So I tried to solve it by seeing if I could manage the loading of the jQuery in orders. That didn't seem to fix it. So, and then I looked and realized, oh wow, the plugin's actually quite old because I didn't pay attention when I was loading it up. And I guess it's just too old to actually work with what I was wanting to do. So this one here, basically, I had to file under. It was a great idea at the time, but I had to toss it out. So this one here actually didn't get a rating or a one, if anything, because I couldn't actually get it to function on what I wanted it to do. But other than that, it looked like it might be cool, and if someone had some scripting abilities, maybe go in, clean it up, fork it off, and it would actually be cool because it goes out and it wouldn't check your popularity on Google and, I can't remember the other one now. A couple of sites checked your popularity, your link backs, and a few other things, and put them into a graph for you. So it was just some simple stats, basically.
Well, it reminds me, we need a sound effect for something that gets a one. I think that's the first one I've encountered from you.
No, I think I've done one before, way back. Yeah. It was another one that I thought was a great idea at the moment I was loading it, and I got partway into it and went, oops, okay. I've already started this. I'm just not going to toss out the information. And that way, if somebody else trips across it, they'll know not to waste their time.
There you go. Well, John, you know, you and I are both designers, and we're continually on the hunt for things that help improve themes. And, you know, sometimes it's just comes down to one post that you need to design, you know? It's like, okay, I've got a special promotion or a special service or something like that for this particular client, and I need a wham-bam effect on this particular page that I can't specifically do graphically because I want to get some inherent SEO value out of a title or something like that.
Right.
It's something that is going to stress an online sale or a particular product, or in this case, in my end, it was I needed a short code that would kind of make a cool frame, but I got a lot more out of this plugin. It's called Drop Shadow Boxes. And basically what it does is it has a really cool way to highlight important content on your posts and your pages. It has a short code builder in it, so it has a full preview of what your text box looks like. And it works with all the different browsers. I've even done it on phones and iPads and all that stuff. It's totally short code driven, so you can just put like the short code drop shadow box, and then you put all your content in, and then end close, you know, drop shadow box. So it does it so that you can change the effect within the short code. It does it so that you can actually pre-build a short code as well. So there's a couple different variants in this, but you'll probably have to take a look at the screenshots to really get a grasp of what I'm trying to talk to you about. It's kind of like a inline quote, I guess you could say, but really stylized and really cool. So I gave this one a 3 out of 5. It's not anything that's major functionality, but it definitely helps with those points that you want to stress. I haven't gotten so far as to do any crazy embedding or things like that, but it's coming. I'm going to test it.
That's actually pretty nice. I popped over and took a look at it. It creates some very nice shadow effects on your content.
Mm-hmm. It does.
So, yeah, it can actually help pop out some content that you're trying to pop out of the post.
Absolutely.
That looks actually pretty decent.
Yeah, and you know, John, I used this in conjunction with the jQuery, I forget what we called it last week.
The expansion box?
Expansion box, yeah. Now, and I'm sorry to put the show on pause to talk about expansion box, but since you brought that to the table, I literally have been embedding video with it, mm-hmm. embedding pictures with it, embedding audio players with it, in a frequently asked questions and such. Boy, was that a cool find.
Yeah.
Because I literally then just took instructional videos that were answering frequently asked questions. I had this one video that answered like 10 questions, and it was like 2 minutes long. Instead, I chopped it up into like 15-second answers, mm-hmm. and put the clips in the frequently asked questions, and it did it. So anyway, if y'all, nice. if everybody wants to hear about that plugin, go to the show notes or from last week. Go listen to last week.
Go to last episode, episode 77. Take a look at it.
Yeah, but even I get blown away by the plugins that we have on this show.
Every once in a while we get some really great ones. All right, so the next one I stumbled across here, I was looking for a new way to make a change for the login page, you know, change the header, background, and so I was just sort of browsing around on them, see if I could find something different. And I found this one here called White Label CMS. And what it does is it white labels out your WordPress CMS and makes it your own. It takes it and brands it for yourself. So if you're building something for a client, you want to leave some of your branding behind for them, you can do that with this. It's got some pretty nice customizations to it. It's a pretty decent plugin, and it turns out it's fairly recently updated. And after you install it, you get a nice area to go change, do some editing on it. It allows you to change things such as that WordPress logo up in the top left-hand corner of the admin. You can rip that one out and replace it with your own logo of whatever you want. It allows you to make some changes to the dashboard, hiding unnecessary stuff from your clients, like the nag bar that pops up and says updates need to be done, because you know some of your clients, you don't want them to see that because they might actually click the button on you. And you can also add your own welcome panel. in the admin area. And this welcome panel works for anyone who logs in, and you can put your contact info or a special message in there or pretty much anything you want into it. So it's a welcome panel you can add right into it. And you can also hide some dashboard panels as well so that they your users won't see those dashboard panels. You can add custom CSS to reconfigure the admin area to colorize your own color scheme instead of the two standard that come with it. So there's a whole lot of modifications that can be done with this. It's pretty decent all around. There was a few areas I thought it could have used a little bit more on, and that was in particular of hiding some of the, not the dashboard panels, but the menus. It allows you to adjust and hide some menu items.
Really?
I was hoping that it had the ability to modify more of the menu items than it does, but it doesn't. It's just got some basic ones in there. So there's a few areas that it's still lacking on some functionality on, I think. But all in all, it's pretty decent. And if you're looking to white label something, this is a nice way to do it, because it also gives you the ability to that login page. You type WP login, go into it. A nice ability to change that screen with your own logo, your own color scheme, everything for it right there. So all in all, you can turn it into your own branding or your client's branding as need be, and still leave behind some of yours.
That is excellent. And you know, John, as I think about that, that welcome page and that custom, can you customize even just the welcome page? Like, do you need help? Go click this branded link that goes to my company's website.
Yeah.
With help? Okay.
Yeah, you can do that.
That is excellent, because oftentimes that's the thing, is somebody will come on board new and not know who to contact, or you know, before they should upgrade all your plugins and in the back end, mm-hmm. if it's a client or somebody like that.
Yeah.
This is cool. So your rating on this was how much?
My rating is a 3 dragon, because it didn't have all the functionality I wanted.
Jeez.
I would love to say, you know, higher, but I was looking for more functionality, and so I just had to put it right in the middle. It's a great plugin, very good and useful, but... Mm.
And this makes you think about, why wouldn't they include something like this in the WordPress, you know, the stock off-the-shelf core that you'd be able to... That's the only page you can never edit, is the login page.
Yeah. I don't know.
Something to think about. I don't know. It just seems weird. All right, John, you know, there's been times, I'm sure all of us who have run designs have had to embed our share of YouTube videos now and again.
Oh, yeah, once or twice.
But I came across a special situation where not only did the client want their video to start, but then it would then not... They wanted to go off of their channel and play somebody else's video and then come back to them again. And that was really difficult to try and figure out how I was going to do that. So I opted to do playlists within YouTube. Mm-hmm. And so I found actually a WordPress plugin called ULIST, which is a YouTube playlist shortcode. And it is... one of these lazy plugins. You basically just do ULIST as a short code, PID, which is your playlist ID, equals your playlist, you're done. That's
nice.
It. So it embeds the entire playlist. It just starts on the first video and keeps going. So this is a great thing if you want to preload an hour's worth of video, if you got some stuff that's really compelling and you want to keep people on site, this is definitely a way to do it. So I give this one a 4 out of 5.
Nice. That looks like it could be very useful, especially on a website I'm currently starting to work on, where video is a very, very important part of their business.
Yes, I tried the iThemes video, video gallery, video embed mm-hmm. plugin. It just was way too hard to set up. I mean, all I wanted to do was play one playlist. I didn't want to go in and have to upload 50 thumbnails of 20.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just like, I didn't want to do that. Let's just keep it in its native environment. So really cool possibilities, actually. What I kind of was having some fun with when I initially was playing around with this thing was just kind of I made kind of my own daily news channel, so to speak, and made my own playlist of different videos and from different channels, and then embedded that, and it seemed to work pretty well.
Nice. That could be interesting. All right, so what'd you rating on that one?
Didn't hear. That's a 4 out of 5, so ranked pretty high.
Decent. All right, so the final one I've got, this one here I stumbled across when I was doing some research, and it's this one here is more for our European listeners than anyone else, but it will also affect anyone who just likes to tell their visitors what's happening. It's called EU Cookie Law, is what the plugin's called. And what it's for is the European Union brought a law in earlier this year that states that websites must tell their users that their cookies are being used on the site. And if the user clicks the box and says, okay, I know you have cookies, and they continue using it, they accept that there's cookies there. It's because of European privacy laws is the reason that was brought into effect. So what this plugin does, it's very simple, pretty straightforward. You plug it in, turn it on, and it creates a box, and you can place it in, you know, one of the four corners of your website, top left, right, top bottom left, right. You might even be able to move it around by playing with the CSS if you want to. But it creates a little box that says this site is using cookies. If you agree to it, click here. And they click on it, and they continue on their merry way. There's also a link inside the box that says, for more information on cookies, click here, and it gives a brief description of the cookies and why they use them. You can go in there and change that default message to whatever you want, make it friendlier, meaner, whatever you feel like doing for your visitors. And what it does is it gets you off the hook for the European Union cookie law. It says, and they clicked it, they've got their cookies, they know we're using cookies, so we're legit with it. So pretty decent little plugin, helps you comply with something, no effort on your part really, you don't even have to change the standard message, it's done pretty well. So I gave it a nice 3 dragon rating, so a decent little plugin, all in all.
Sure, I can totally see where that would come in. That ranks right up there with terms of use and privacy policy as things that you should have on your site all the time.
Yep. In fact, you could probably convert this to be a terms of use one too, or privacy policy.
Yeah, or stuff it all in one. Yeah.
Yeah. Or even just stuff the links to your terms of use and privacy policy all in the announcement. So they get everything in one shot.
There you go. And even for us in the U.S., that Federal Trade Commission statement that a lot of affiliate people have to start using as well.
Oh, the one announcing that they're affiliate links or something?
That's correct, yeah. Yeah. Well, John, I'm going to close it out with something that I found that was in my quest to just make a site load a little bit faster, as we're always trying to do.
Yes.
It seems like the more elegant that websites become and themes become heavier and heavier, and being able to be responsive themes where, you know, images are big and vibrant and look great. The problem is load time, and load time affects, you know, your optimization of your site. The longer it takes to load, the worse grade that you're going to get, and the more chance that a potential customer is going to click off the site. So one of the biggest problems that people have on their WordPress installations is that their images are way too big within the posts, because most times you're going to load it to where it's going to be, you know, the bigger featured image version, and then you're going to try and scale down, and sometimes it doesn't, you know, it's difficult to manage all of your images on site.
Yes.
So I found a really great way to do it via plugin, and this plugin is called Auto Image Resizer Lite. I didn't see a different version that was not the Lite version, so I don't know if he's expanding into Pro version sometime, but basically this plugin reduces all the uploaded images to the maximal used image dimensions of your site. So it will find the biggest dimension that it is being used anywhere in your site and then scale it down to that dimension. So it's kind of an on-the-fly, lazy plugin. We always talk about that.
Yeah.
And this is it. So it's basically, it just resizes it directly on the client side, mm-hmm. so that when it caches it, it's caching a smaller version. It doesn't modify the image file itself, by the way. It makes cached versions. I forgot to mention the back end and how it worked.
Oh, okay.
So basically, it just kind of caches the correct sized version so that it's not having to do that with the flop.
Oh, I see what it's doing.
Yeah.
That's actually quite brilliant. It's actually quite nice because it takes like an image that's, say, 350 by 350 and you've scaled to 250 by 250 and it loads a 250 by 250 to the user's browser.
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, so they get the smaller image, thereby faster download.
Right.
Nice.
Yeah, you can still use larger sized original images and use it down. So, needless to say, this took a second and a half off a load time of a client site.
I'm gonna toss it on a site that I'm just about ready to launch that is graphic heavy, and I'd really like to get a little bit more speed out of the website. So I'm gonna give that a shot.
Yeah. So this is Auto Image Resizer Lite. It literally came out 3 days ago. Hmm. It's got 260 downloads as of this recording, and I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Anything that makes the website load faster is always a good thing.
Definitely.
Well, that's all I've got. No more plugins for my my realm today.
No, my jar's empty as well.
So what we got? We got a few reminders for you. Don't forget to check us out at iTunes and go check us out on blueberry.com and voa.com. So leave us some reviews there, especially on iTunes. That would be a great thing. And, of course, we have any lazy plugins we trip across for the future are always going to be here.
Definitely. Yeah. There's a lot that I've been looking at lazy-wise that I'm on the hunt for. And if you guys are on the hunt for a particular lazy plugin, we also want to remind you that you can, you know, go to our website, wppluginsa2z.com or a2z.com, depending where you're at. Either way, that'll get to our website, which you'll find SpeakPipe. And John, you've SpeakPiped the entire site.
Only the left and bottom. You know, want to make sure they don't miss it.
Exactly. Although, so there's no reason that anybody should not be able to SpeakPipe us. That's a natural thing. And if John and I can get on the mic and talk about plugins, and you enjoy WordPress and you enjoy the plugins, then by all means, no matter where you're at, whether that be Australia or Canada or the U.S. or India or anywhere in between that listens to the show, leave us a message and leave us some feedback as well. Ask us any question. John and I have gone at great lengths to help out the listeners. So,
and if you
gladly
have,
do it.
And if you have plugins that you'd like to see us review, send them our way. We'll get them into the show whenever we can.
Definitely. So keep the iTunes ratings and reviews coming. We do appreciate everybody out there that's been leaving comments and feedback. Keep it up. The show's growing. Tell all of your friends and people in, you know, LinkedIn groups for WordPress or meetup groups or things like that that you're involved in. Tell them about the show. If you go to a WordCamp, tell them about the show. Tell them that, you know, you've learned a lot of plugins on this particular podcast. We'd greatly appreciate it.
And that's it. All I've got. So you can contact me at johnoverall.com, or you can send me an email to john@wppro.ca.
Awesome. You can find me again at marcuscouch.com. Twitter is @marcuscouch, and same with Facebook, facebook.com/marcuscouch.
And that's all we got for you. Have yourself a good one. Till next time.
Take care.
Thanks for listening to WordPress Plugins from A to Z. This show is copyright 2012, all rights reserved by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Heheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheh